gunfire outside a contest featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad.
That could have been us in there, you know. This is very scary.
Baltimore curfew ends.
We want to heal our city.
Two new candidates for president.
They are not of Washington. They are running from the outside.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup in Garland, Texas.
Get back in the building!
Police have shot and killed a pair of armed men outside a building where a contest was being held for the cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad, Garland PD's Joe Harn.
Two men got out and opened fire on a security officer. Some of our officers that were close by saw what was going on, engaged the two men, and shot and killed them at the scene.
Jeffrey Myers was at the event.
It makes no sense whatsoever for someone to get upset, murderously upset, over our cartoon.
Now, the sponsoring organization has been accused of being anti-Muslim. Police are looking for evidence, but say so far they're not sure if there is a link between the gunman and the contest. In eastern Wisconsin, police say four people are dead, one wounded after somebody opened fire on a popular walking bridge. Menasha police spokesman Aaron Zemlock.
This is a safe community, and something like this is a very tragic event.
Zemlock says the shooter is among the dead. Investigators say they believe it was a random act. Police in Allentown, Pennsylvania say a 19-year-old woman and her one-year-old son are in serious condition after they were rescued from the Lehigh River. Police Captain William Reinick says witnesses called 911.
They saw her lift the baby out of the stroller and just right over. She then climbed over the guardrail and jumped in herself.
Both are expected to survive. All quiet in Baltimore this morning after the city's curfew was lifted and a week after violence erupted over the death of an African-American suspect in police custody. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
A peaceful rally outside City Hall in Baltimore capped off a week of unrest and tension. National Guardsmen will leave the city now that a citywide curfew is over. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is optimistic the city will rebuild and move on.
What we saw over the past few days is not just the resiliency of our city, but also our communities coming together.
But the threat to peace isn't over yet, as a long legal battle in Freddie Gray's death has only just begun. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Baltimore.
In Tel Aviv, tear gas and water cannons as police broke up thousands of demonstrators angry about the treatment of Ethiopian Jews in Israel. Protesters say many are subject to police harassment and racism. The anger spilled over after video surfaced showing police beating an Ethiopian Israeli in an army uniform. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina says she's running for the Republican presidential nomination. She tells ABC's Good Morning America.
I am running for president. I think I'm the best person for the job because I understand how the economy actually works. I understand the world, who's in it, how the world works.
CBS News senior political editor Steve Shakaris.
This is somebody who brings something to the table for Republicans, mainly that she's a woman that can criticize Hillary Clinton. She's a staunch conservative, and she does have that business experience, I think, that appeals to some in the Republican Party.
Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson says he's also running.
We need a leader who inspires us with deeds.
While former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is expected to make his announcement tomorrow. A report due today says there may be more military sex-related crimes than previously said. CBS's Heather Bosch.
Military sex crimes are underreported because the Defense Department does not include crimes against the spouses of service members and other civilians in its surveys. That's according to Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. She says she analyzed 107 sex assault cases. More than half involved civilians. She says the attacker was more likely to be believed than the victims, the punishments were often too lenient, and that only 11 of the cases resulted in a conviction. The Defense Department insists it is making progress against sexual abuse.
Nepal is asking for more international aid in recovering from the earthquake. A top government official has asked rescue workers to go to hard-hit rural areas. Brigadier General Paul Kennedy says the U.S. Marine efforts will help bring in more outside help.
We go into austere environments very quickly with capabilities that, I mean, we could build an airfield out of nothing.
More than 7,200 people have been killed, more than 14,000 injured. Royal watchers are anxiously awaiting the name for the new royal baby. CBS's Vicky Barker is live in London. Vicky, when can we expect that news?
Well, word might come today, but it's also possible William and Kate will wait until they return to their country home, which happens to be just a few minutes' drive from where the Queen is staying, so they can tell her in person first. Royal commentator Victoria Arbiter.
The names that are cropping up, Charlotte, Alice, Elizabeth, all of these have royal connotations.
The celebrations continue with a 41-gun salute in Hyde Park a little later. Hopefully it won't wake Britain's newest royal. Peter?
It's last call for another classic Las Vegas hotel. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
It is one of Las Vegas's legendary hotels.
When you're talking about Vegas icons, over the years, they all come through the front door of the Riviera.
When it first opened 60 years ago in 1955, the Riviera was considered the top hotel in Vegas.
Back in the day, everybody used to work here. Rat Pack, Sinatra, Elvis.
For longtime workers like Jimmy Garano, a bellman for nearly 27 years, there are lots of memories.
I've met Mickey Mantle here. I've met Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Sharon Stone.
The closing is emotional for some.
I have a lot of memories.
Mina Mabubi runs the beauty salon.
I tell you the truth, I started crying last night.
At noon today, the Riviera shuts down for good.
It's been a great run.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
Saturday night's fight of the century in Las Vegas was a huge moneymaker for the two boxers thanks to the $100 pay-per-view price. But many viewers saw it for free when people who bought the fight put it up online on the Meerkat and Periscope apps. CBS News contributor Nicholas Thompson.
They're taking images of their TV screen and then blasting that out to the world. Of course, it's going to be a little shaky. Of course, it's going to be a little wobbly. But this is a world where we're used to watching shaking wobbly on our phones.
Twitter owns Periscope and says it did what it could to remove the pirated feeds. The Milwaukee Brewers have become the first team to fire a manager in this still new Major League Baseball season. The Brewers were expected to contend in the National League Central, but Ron Renneke was let go last night after a 7-18 start. A replacement is expected to be named this morning. The president expands a nonprofit venture to help inner-city youth. CBS's Pam Coulter.
With the turmoil in Baltimore refocusing attention on challenges facing minority youth, President Obama's keeping his eye on what he considers the root of the problem.
Our efforts to make sure that we're providing greater opportunity for young people in these communities, all those things are going to be continuing top priorities for the administration.
The president will announce his 15-month-old initiative to help young men of color is spinning off a new nonprofit, the My Brother's Keeper Alliance, ensuring that the efforts continue after he leaves office. Pam Coulter, CBS News, The White House.
In Jacksonville, Florida, an 18-year-old girl with liver cancer was sprung from the hospital for her high school prom on Saturday night. Her date? Jacksonville Jaguars defensive tackle Sendarek Marks, who took her there in his Lamborghini. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, May 4th, 2015. I'm Peter King, CBS News.